So we have to understand this. Yeshua goes to the heart, and there is a difference between the original covenant and the renewed covenant. Some people say the Old Testament and New Testament. No, there's no difference in the application of the old and the new in terms of the result. The result in the original was to produce good fruit, and the result in the renewed is to produce good fruit. But there is a difference, and that difference is Yahshua. You see, in the original covenant, they focused on the fruit. Yeshua got down to the root of the tree to produce the fruit, taking it deeper. So in the original covenant, they said, what good fruit is? Yeshua showed us how to grow the good fruit and how to realize it's good. A lot of people say, well, the Torah or the Old Testament is used to reveal what sin is, or reveal what bad fruit is. So how can we know what's good or bad without the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, right? People think falsely and erroneously that Yeshua came to do away with that. We don't need that if we believe in Yeshua. No, Yeshua took it even deeper. Yeshua came to discuss what produces that bad fruit. He spoke about the root. Exodus 20 verse 13 says, you shall not murder. Yeshua went even deeper. He said in Matthew 5, 21 to 22, you have heard it was said, those of old you shall not murder, and whoever commits murder shall be subject to judgment. But I tell you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be subject to judgment. You see, murder equals the fruit. But the hatred and anger are the deeper rooted issue that will lead to the bad fruit. The Torah says in Exodus 20 verse 14, you shall not commit adultery. Yeshua says in Matthew 5, 27 to 28, you have heard that it was said you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that everyone who looks at a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery with his heart. Understand, adultery equals the fruit, but the lust is the root issue, the heart issue here. You see, Yeshua isn't abolishing the Torah or doing it away, but he's going to the deep roots parts of it. In Deuteronomy 6, 10 verse 16, it says, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and do not be stiff-necked anymore. It's amazing how Yeshua is the root and people don't pick this up. You see, the way a lot of people look at this today is they say, well, in the Old Testament, you worked hard and you produced good fruit. Now Yeshua comes, and even if the fruit's bad, he's going to turn it good. No, he's not. He doesn't excuse your sin. People say, but he came to die for my sin. He came to do away with sin. I mean, if we want to follow him, we're not going to sin. If we're going to follow him, we're going to have a heart to be like him and seek to do the guidelines and instructions of the Creator. But what he taught was something more powerful. He was teaching about the root of producing good fruit. Wow. Mark 7:20-23 says, then he says, what comes out of the man, that makes the man unholy. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil intentions, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, lustfulness, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come within and make a man unholy. The key word here is from within. We need to stop blaming the circumstances. Stop blaming other people. Your emotional state. Your spiritual walk. The root must be grounded in Scripture. We must understand it's not other people that are making us angry, or your spouse, or your children, or your boss at work, or somebody offends you. If your root is pure, that will not lead you to sin. And some people, I'm telling you, sin is not just the bad fruit that is seen. Sin is also the spiritual sin of not being kind and humble, instead being angry and resentful and all these things. This is not in line with a good rooted system. Let's look at this illusion of glass. If you bump a glass and water spills out, why did the water come out of the glass? Because the water was already inside. Why did it come out? Because the water was in there. If the glass broke and there was no water in it, nothing could come out. You understand? Well, what comes out of anger and pride and bitterness and jealousy? Or love, patience, and mercy? The only thing that something breaking the glass or something showing and revealing what's inside is that the pressure reveals what's already inside. So somebody's not going to make you do something. Somebody's not going to make you angry. The anger was already in you. And they just opened up the door to let it out. We need to be well rooted. So this is never going to come out of us. We're not going to have anger in us, so it can never come out of us, no matter how much pressure we're under, no matter how much people do to us, or no matter how much people mistreat us. But if we have love and kindness and patience, that's all that's going to come out. And Yeshua is teaching this. You see, the original covenant teaches what good and bad is in terms of the outside. Thou shalt not murder. If you murder, if you steal, you know, these things are wrong and bad. Yeshua is teaching the root, how to get the inside clean so we don't get to those other areas. So when we look at the deep roots, and we look at the humility and the kindness, the opposite of that is going to be pride. And your root is filled with one or the other. Ezekiel 28:17 says, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you in the ground. I laid you before kings. They might gaze at you. Your heart was lifted up. Pride can grow from good things. Yahweh gives us knowledge, intelligence, money, and health, and wellness, and ministry, and all these spiritual gifts. But this is a problem, because we have all these gifts and all this knowledge. But with this knowledge, you know, comes a big responsibility. So we want to think we have more knowledge. See, this is where pride is tricky here, especially for people that understand the scriptures and understand that the commandments were never done away with. The biblical feasts, the clean and unclean, the Sabbath, these things were never done away with. I mean, this is my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. There are so many believers that are suffering, you know, and they don't have to. They're just not following these commandments that are still in play today that Yeshua never did away with. However, when you attach pride to this knowledge, so when you get this knowledge of keeping the Sabbath and the biblical feast and understanding that we shouldn't be eating unclean things, because the Bible says it. Now, don't get me wrong. These aren't salvation issues. We're saved by the blood of Yeshua. But these obviously are things that are going to bless or not bless our lives. But if you have pride attached to these things, to this knowledge and understanding, you've wiped out the good part of it. You can have these things and still be very prideful. 1 Corinthians 8 verse 1 says, knowledge puffs up, but love builds. So we need to ask ourselves, is what I know make me more like Yeshua? Is my root deeply grounded in pureness? Am I more loving and more patient, more merciful, more humble? Or does it make you look down on others? And this was the problem that the Pharisees had. You know, in Luke 18, 11 to 14, it says, the Pharisee stood and was praying to this to himself, oh God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieving, unjust, adulterous, or even like the tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector, standing some distance away, wouldn't even lift his eyes towards heaven, but beat his chest, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man, rather than the other, went down to his home, declared righteousness. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. You see, the Pharisee did the things of the fruit. His problem was the pride. I'm not like other people. Pride turns obedience into comparing and comparison. You know, and then conflict is going to reveal the pride when conflict happens. They're wrong and I'm right. Maybe they are wrong. But ask, is it possible I could be wrong? Proverbs 12, verse 15 says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. Instead of Yahweh showing them they're wrong, pray, Yahweh, show me what I need to see. So as we think about the root, and we think about this, we need to stop cutting the fruit. Picture a diseased tree. Bad fruit. Cut it off. More bad fruit, cut it off. More bad fruit, cut it off. You can spend your whole life carrying these spiritual scissors, cutting anger, cutting lust, cutting jealousy, cutting gossip out of your life and bitterness out of your life and unforgiveness. But the question we need to ask ourselves is, why does it keep returning? We need to go to the root. When we're angry, don't ask, how can I stop getting angry? Ask, why did that make me angry? Was my pride hurt? Did I want control, or did someone disrespect me? Did I not get my way, or someone challenged me in a way that I didn't like? Now when we ask these questions, we're getting closer to the root. Our Creator promises us, through Yahweh, a new heart. In Ezekiel 36, verses 26 to 27, it says, moreover, I will give you a new heart. I will put a new spirit within you. I will remove the stony heart from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my Ruach within you. Then I will cause you to walk in my laws, so you will keep my rulings and do them. A new heart. The Ruach and obedience. Torah should be written on our heart. In Jeremiah 31, 32, 33, it says, but this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after these days. It is a declaration of Yahweh. I will put my truth, my Torah within them. Yes, I will write it on their heart. I will be their Elohim and they will be my people. We get this. The prayer we need in Psalms 139:23-24. Search me, O Yah, and know my heart. Examine me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any offense way within me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. So we need to stop praying, change my boss or change my spouse or change that person. And stop praying, Yahweh, show me. Show me my pride and my selfishness and my bitterness. Show me my jealousy and my unforgiveness. Help clean the root system. Show me how to do that. And we look at Yeshua. In Philippians 2, verses 5 to 8, it says, have this attitude in yourselves, which also was in Messiah Yeshua, who through existing in the form of God did not consider being equal to God, a thing of to be grasped. But he emptied himself, taking on the form of a slave, becoming the likeness of a man and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Yeshua demonstrated humility, submission, and obedience. Understand this. When the root changes, the fruit changes. Galatians 5, 22-23 says, but the fruit of the Ruach is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Bad root, bad fruit. Transformed heart, different fruit. Love, joy, peace. Patience, kindness, goodness. Faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. If you're filled with that, when some pressure gets to you and it comes out, that's what's going to come out. Now, don't listen to this teaching thinking, I know someone who needs this. Ask, Yahweh, what are you showing me? What fruit keeps appearing in my life? What is on the inside? What am I defending and refusing to correct? Where is the pride hidden? Psalms 51, verses 10 to 12 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew my steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Here's my thought, my message to you. Don't spend your whole life continuously cutting bad fruit from the branches. Let Yahweh exposed the root. Let him deal with the pride and the selfishness and the bitterness and the lust and the jealousy. Let him deal with the self-righteousness. Remember, the axe needs to go to the root, not just the fruit. Because when Yahweh transformed the root will change. As someone who grows fruit trees on a regular basis, I can tell you, it takes time to create a nice tree. It's not simply planting it and walking away. You must prune the tree every year to let it grow the way you want it to grow. You must make sure the tree's getting enough air and sunlight and connecting with nature. You must make sure you're harvesting the fruit at the right time. There's a lot to it. A lot to it. It's a continuous work. And when we stay in the Word and we continuously pray on a consistent basis, and when we follow in obedience the guidelines and instructions, we're keeping our root pure. So there's two things here. Making the root pure and keeping it pure. Sometimes that we make it pure, but we don't keep it pure. We don't do the work to make sure we're keeping it pure. We need to create it, make a good root system. And then we gotta continuously work the garden. This is what I pray that you'll get and you'll understand. And this is why we need to stay in the Word and continuously read His Word, continuously read Scripture. because it keeps the root pure. It's the nutrition for the root, is the nutrition for the spirit inside us that's going to produce the goodness is the word. And you know what happens sometimes? There's a beetle or a disease, and or bad soil can affect the root. You know, if you give the root too much water, the tree can get something called root rotted. If the tree's in the pot too long, get root bound. You got to take care of the root. Just because a tree is looking good doesn't mean it's going to stay good. There's a beetle that can come and it gets in a root of avocado trees and it destroys the root. It's a terrible thing. But the enemy is that insect or that virus that can destroy the root within us. And the protection against that is continuously staying the word. That's how we continue to protect the root. Yahweh created the root. Yahweh can cleanse the root. But we must understand that the root can be corrupted. No matter how good tree is producing. I've seen situations where my trees produced wonderful fruit for years, and all of a sudden it wasn't producing good fruit. And that was a wonderful sign to tell me something is not right. Because every year this tree gives me wonderful fruit, but what's going on with this tree this year? And then I have to look, I gotta inspect, I gotta look at the soil, I gotta look at the tree, I might have to, you know, spray it with something to fix the leaves or something. I might need to cut away some of the branches so it gets more sun and gets more airflow through the tree. I wouldn't simply come and just pick off the bad fruit and say, oh well, see what happens next year. And then if next year the same thing happens and it's just as bad, at some point you gotta say, well, this tree's not good. Now you got two choices. Do you cut out the tree? Or do you look to fix the root system? To fix the tree? Well, considering our life, we're the tree. We shouldn't be looking to cut it out. We should be looking to fix it. And we can fix it. And the scriptures reveal to us how to fix it. So I pray that this is helping you understand this more. You might not be a gardener. I never gardened. I never grew fruit trees. And you know, until I started doing it. But there's so much, and it's one of the reasons why I garden. There's so much when my hands are in the soil and when I'm looking at the trees grow. You know, I get fruit. All year I get fruit. My trees produce fruit. It's really amazing, the life process that takes place. And how our Creator wants us to cultivate. That's what He told Adam, to till the soil. To till the soil, to cultivate the land and the ground, to work the garden. Well, your body's the garden. Get the weeds out. But they're going to grow back, but keep them out. You understand? Keep the weeds out. Okay, maybe they'll grow because we live in a fallen world. But get them out. And then figure out where they are and don't just cut the top of those weeds. Go in the soil and get the root out. And they won't grow back. So you know you're filled. There are no weeds. It's possible, folks. It's possible. So I hope this message is a reminder to you to do this. Praise the wonderful Creator. Dear Heavenly Father, yeah, I pray for everyone listening to this message right now that you would help them to become good gardeners. You would help them to understand the importance of reading scripture and obedience. And you will help them to just clean that root and continuously desire to work that root. And they could be better for it. Brothers and sisters, as believers, we need to pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, submit and rejoice every single day continuously. Thank you for watching and listening, and shalom, shalom. If you'd like to hear this message again on my YouTube channel, you can see all of these messages in video form. The channel is Torah Life Ministries. That's with an S at the end. Also, if you'd like this program to remain on WCNO, please consider sponsoring us financially. It will be a tremendous help. You can go to the website TorahLifeMinistries.org. Have a blessed day and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of Cross Life Church. Faith, family, and freedom. Three pillars worth cherishing, for they are not only the founding principles of our nation, but have their ultimate meaning in biblical Christianity. Cross Life Church is a home church, a household of faith where people are equipped in the Reformed faith, encouraged to love and serve their families, and engaged in the freedom of the gospel and being salt and light to a dying world. So join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. for our worship service and Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. for our midweek Bible study. Let us live boldly in the hands of God, beloved. But remember, don't tell a lost world that Jesus loves them until you're ready to love them too. For more information, call 772-341-8271.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Jesus loves me.
Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.